Every episode of The Gauge is brought to you by Bill Fick Ford and the WCRA. Guys, Bill Fick Ford is the number one Super Duty dealer in the country for the fourth year in a row. You guys have heard me rant and rave about Bill Fick Ford for the absolute best buying experience in the car industry, truck industry. Bill Fick Ford's the place to go. I bet you remember the old ad where I said I was getting a new Super Duty. Well, here's the keys for that. Bill Fick Ford delivers, guys. Noble discounts, noble interest rates, the best buying experience you can get. And if you are not local to Huntsville or the Houston area, he'll deliver it to you just like he did to me. Bill Fick Ford. Rodeo Corpus Christi has nearly tripled its added prize money from 2019 and will be one of the largest payout rodeos this summer. That's $545,000 with no entry fees. Rodeo Corpus Christi will be the first stop of WCRA's Triple Crown of Rodeo. The only way to qualify for the Rodeo Corpus Christi is by nominating your rides and runs with the WCRA. You can win $1 million by nominating your rides and runs and earning points with the WCRA. Through the Triple Crown of Rodeo, the WCRA will award this $1 million cash prize to any one athlete or collective of athletes who win first place at any three consecutive WCRA major rodeos. A common misconception with the WCRA is that it is only for the pros. That's the farthest thing from the truth. It's designed for the underdogs to have their fair chance. If you feel like you have the ability to compete against the best in the world, but maybe you don't feel like it. Maybe you can't afford to go down the road for a full year. Maybe you got a job. Well, the WCRA is made for you. The WCRA has awarded more than $8.5 million to rodeo athletes in just a couple of years. To learn more, visit WCRARodeo.com and learn how you can earn a spot at Rodeo Corpus Christi and possibly be rodeo's next millionaire.
What sets Resist All apart is the legacy of the cowboys who wear the brand. These traditions are passed down from fathers to sons, from heroes to future champions. Since 1927, Resist All has been handcrafting the finest American-made cowboy hats. Generation after generation, we live it.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conradu.
Are you freaking serious? It's Conrado. This is The Gauge, and I am Chance Conradu. On this episode of the podcast, we have got eight-time WPRA world champion breakaway roper Kelsey Chase. We talk about all things. I would say it was a very fair podcast. Check it out. Yeah, it was rude that you came in here and just slammed half a bottle of our alcohol without even asking. You snuck in the door. Riley didn't know you were here, and you just went for it.
I knew how it worked. It's fine.
Yeah, you knew? You're like, hey, this is the pregame stop. I didn't know, but I can see.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fair. That's what you do when you're a breakaway roper. You just show up and you screw stuff up.
That's right. Everything happens fast. Slam a
it
beer,
does.
Rope a calf, go home.
Yeah. And I think that's why breakaway is so popular, right? Because it's just such a quick sport. I mean, the way that it's caught fire, it's been pretty amazing to watch. Like, yeah. If you're a fan of the horse isn't just a sport in general. Maybe not as many people were because they weren't as familiar with it mainstream. Like,
right.
Not like there's a ton of access to watch, you know, the WPRA finals and stuff like right. There is, you know, the American, the WCRAs, you know, doing the stuff at for the NFR. Like, that's badass.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy, I guess, the last couple of years to see it evolve. And then, I mean, all the junior stuff. It's getting pretty crazy, too, so it's exciting to see the next level come up as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've been involved in breakaway for quite some time. What do mm-hmm. you have, seven WPRA titles under your belt?
Eight.
Yeah. Oh, I was misinformed.
It's new.
Yeah, you just got it.
Yep.
But it's not a mainstream title, right? I mean, like, it is in your guys' circle, but, like, Jackie won the thing in December.
Right.
And that's, like, that's what everybody's probably going to shoot for going right. forward, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's, I think most of us now, that's kind of our goal.
Yeah.
You know, to go to the next level, that's what we've been working on, you know, for years to try to get it in with every other pro rodeo, you know, because we're professional athletes too. We've just kind of been stuck on the amateur level,
right.
You know, no matter how good we rope, I guess. So,
right.
Pretty excited. But yeah, that's the main goal for sure. Hopefully we can be in Vegas someday with everybody else.
I mean,
same time.
I feel like it's not going to take too terribly long. Yep. I mean, some of the factors that maybe would prevent that were like CBS Sports, which is not a factor anymore.
Right, right. Right,
so maybe the time slot can change. I mean, because you can run 15, like super efficiently, 15 girls in the breakaway in like a shorter time slot than any of the other events. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You know, and they could run it like bulldogging, but quicker because there's not all the stuff happening in the middle.
Right, and that's what we've been working on too, you know, in some of these perfs where we're not used to it. We're trying to say, hey, we can run it off pretty fast. Let's prove that we can get in there and go rope and make it smooth and make it fast to, you know, say, hey, we can get into the finals. It's not going to be that big a deal. We'll yeah. make a show.
Who's spearheading all that? Like, who is the main group of people who are pushing for that, and how's that happening?
I mean, most of the breakaway ropers want it to happen. We got to get the PRCA and the WPRA on the same page. So,
yeah.
Of course, that's a headache. But, you know, it's work. You know, we're working on it. They're working on it, I guess. At least we got into it last year. Of course, we wanted to be in the perf, but I guess we have to take the steps that we are given. But,
yeah.
Just hopefully, you know, we're about to have a new WPRA president, so hopefully we can get somebody in there that's good on both sides, get some people going. I mean, we only have one roping director, and it's been like that for years. Yeah. But now that person's ahead of the pro rodeos and of the team rope and head and heeling, breakaway and tie down on the other side of it, which happens at Waco. So yeah. That person needs help regardless.
Right.
So we need more people on the roping side and, you know, disperse all the work, I guess.
Yeah. So as you look at that, right? Because I mean, what May is when they're going to make the decisions. We'll see who's nominated right. really, really soon.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you think? Like, if you're looking at it, who do you see as the person who maybe helps usher breakaway forward at a pace that it's kind of been moving?
I mean, I think my fan favorite right now is probably Jimmy Monroe. I mean, she's been on the roping side of it, which, and I kind of got some of this. I've called some barrel racers and some ropers too to kind of get both sides, you know, because I'm not naive to the fact where, you know, I'm not going to just be like, I'm a breakaway roper, period. Yeah. You know, I'm a barrel racing fan. We all got to work together, stuff like that. So.
It's hard not to be a barrel racing fan.
I know, right?
Yeah. It doesn't even matter where you're at. Like, just the way that event has evolved, it's like, dude, you could be from any background, but that's a fun race to watch.
Yeah.
Just in general as a race.
Yeah. No, I've for sure always been a fan. I like to watch the good jockeys, of course the good horses, but jockeys make a huge difference. I mean, as we all know, so
it does.
I mean, you're not going to put, I'm not going to go get on Sister and do anything like Kaylee does. I would never think that. So I'm very impressed with how, you know, they ride those good horses too. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, Jimmy's got a lot of experience, so it's not like it's the first time she's occupied that seat.
For sure.
Like the fourth or something like that. It's perfect. But
hopefully.
I mean, what was your childhood? Like, did you go through a stage? It's kind of funny when you talk about like rodeo events like this, like breakaway, because up until recently, breakaway was just like this thing that you kind of had to do in the background, right?
Right.
Like you could make decent money doing it, but not the amount of money that a barrel racer, for example, makes.
Right.
And that's slowly starting to change. Yep. But I mean, when was it that you saw like, hey, this is my career path. Like breakaway roping is a legitimate opportunity for me to have a meaningful sports career?
Yeah. Probably not till college, honestly. You know, growing up, I was super like competitive. I did everything, basketball, ran track, I mean, whatever, soccer in summer when we were little, stuff like that. And we always roped, but you know, a high school rodeoed. I had success in high school, and then I got a scholarship, of course, to go rodeo in college, and so I took that. But kind of in the middle of college, I was, you know, when stuff kind of started to get a little bigger and the jackpots were good, and most of the amateur rodeos, I was going to Texas, so, you know, I saw a lot more down there, too. So it's kind of when I was like, yeah, I think this is what I want to do and try it out for, you know, for now. But I don't know. I got 2 degrees, too, I can fall back on. So
really, what are your degrees in?
I have a teaching degree, but it's interdisciplinary studies because I didn't go student teach the last semester because
is interdisciplinary? Like
it's just
putting kids like that in school suspension.
Well, it would have been a teaching degree, but since I didn't student teach, now I have to just go through the state to get certified, but I've passed all my tests, but this was the degree I could get just to get a degree instead of going to student teach. It's kind of like 3-into-1 type deal. So I have a lot of sports science, and then, it was like Parks and Rec, I guess, was the other one. But and then I have a master's in education, which was sports management. So
where'd you go to school?
Weatherford, Oklahoma.
Oh, Weatherford. Yeah. Okay. Huh. So. Interesting. Yeah, so is that like something that you still want to do? Like, are you striving to potentially do that when you've decided that maybe you've notched all the slots in your belt for breakaway?
Yeah, I think so, which I was the assistant coach at Weatherford for 2 years. I came down to Texas and then went back mm-hmm. and coached. And then I've always kind of liked that, which, you know, I put on clinics and do lessons and stuff like that. So yeah. I use that stuff on the daily.
Yeah.
But I think so. I think that's something I can always fall back on, whether it be a rodeo coach or, you know, go to school and teach or whatever. So
is that how you see it? Do you see it as a fallback or a later in life career move?
I guess not necessarily a fallback. I mean, I don't want to downgrade it by any yeah. means. But, you know, yeah, if I, you know, want to quit roping or don't want to do that or want to slow down or whatever, I can go get that job and still be happy with it or still enjoy it, I guess.
Yeah. What do you notice different, though, like with kind of the speed at breakaway is now, and I don't mean the speed in the competition, but how many more opportunities there are to go? I mean, because you didn't have to travel like a barrel racer because there just wasn't as much opportunity to do that, but it's starting to change, right?
Right.
What is it like, you know, adjusting to that? It's more like college rodeo maybe, but.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, where I'm at in Dublin around Stephenville and stuff, we can go to little jackpots almost every day of the week.
Yeah.
But, you know, rodeoing, it's, we always laugh, you know, now we're going to get to go pro rodeo and leave and travel all that stuff. But when you're amateur rodeoing down there, you're putting some miles on some rigs.
Oh, everywhere.
So, I mean, it's, that's kind of what we're used to, I guess, is going just amateurs and stuff like that. But there's enough big jackpots around now. I've been able to pick and choose. I don't have to go to everything
right.
thinking that, like, hey, I got to go make some money. And now there's enough now we can kind of pick and choose, or it makes you want to pick and choose. If not, you're going to wear yourself out, it seems like.
Right.
So kind of got to pick one thing because it's like, this one's co-approved with this, and this one's co-approved with this, and what is the, you know, does this one have added money?
Right.
So it's, we actually get to pick, like, hey, this is the best one. That's where I want to go. It's
right.
kind of good in that sense.
Yeah. So, no, it makes sense. It, I mean, breakaway's been going on just like this rocket ship up in right. a way that like none of the other events have, but there's a select group of you girls who are pretty well known in it, right?
Right.
You, Jackie, JJ, those people,
Larry D,
Hope, Jordan from Colorado. Yeah. Yep. I actually high school rodeoed with her, really? But yeah. What, I mean, how do you think you take breakaway ropers and make them as popular as like barrel racers, for instance?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really. I mean, I think it's like exploded so much because we finally got the opportunity. Like, we've always been there. It's
yeah.
not like we haven't ever been doing it. We've been doing it just as much, but
yeah,
now we've, you know, gone on high, you know, yeah, gone to bigger places or been on TV or whatever. And so that's why it's like, holy cow, here are the breakaway ropers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess we're popular in our own sense, but yeah, compared to, you know, some of the barrel racers and, I mean, I don't know. I think we just need an opportunity to be on that stage
yeah.
more often.
Well, I mean, but, and it shows, right? I mean, look at Jackie. Jackie is wildly popular.
Right.
And especially when she won. I mean, the whole industry, like, surrounded her and really embraced her. And that was really neat to see. And I think that's yep. the opportunity everybody gets if they win on a big stage.
Right.
But, what do you think about the American and stuff? I mean, that's been really interesting because, what, last year was the first year, right? Or was it the year before?
Year before. This yeah. was the third year, yeah.
This is the third year. That's right.
I mean, it's awesome, of course. You know, we love big money. Hey, I wish we had a chance at the million,
yeah.
like everybody else.
Yeah,
that's, you know, kind of the big deal now. Yeah, and that's what, you know, before it was like, you know, well, there's not a standings, you know, to put you guys in the top whatever. We're like, all right, we get that. We're not a pro rodeo. But now we had the pro rodeo standing, so it's like, okay, now what do we have to prove?
Yeah.
You know, what's the next step? We did what you said the first time. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see this next year since, what, there's 2 million in it now?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Can you imagine? Like, just nobody gets it. What if that happens for like 3-4 years? All of a sudden, there's like $5 million at the American.
Be nice.
Yeah. I mean,
I was really hoping they did it this year because I didn't make the NFR, which yeah. I didn't make the American either. But
right.
I was like, oh, hey, I'm going to have a chance.
Did you go through qualifiers or anything?
Oh, yeah. I ended up one out in the buybacks.
Really?
That was close. One out of going to the perfs. But
yeah,
I didn't do very good.
Yeah.
I didn't score very good.
That's what happens. It's breakaway. Yeah. Everything's about that.
Yeah. So. I mean, I was 1-7, and that wasn't even first.
Isn't that crazy?
Point. Yeah.
So it's unbelievable how fast it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was, like, talking to my parents and stuff. It's like, man, I made some great runs, but didn't put two together. But it's like, oh, you mean 1-7, hey, good job, see you later, go home.
Yeah. Or anywhere else. I mean, you're winning everything in the world with that.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, it's crazy to think about that. I mean, the amount of time, I'm going to be honest, I haven't breakaway rope since I was, like, 12. Like, right. Unless it was just on a young horse,
mm-hmm.
but the idea of just being able to rope one in that amount of time, like you guys doing it that way,
right.
You guys are roping them out faster than most tie down ropers. I don't right. know if people realize that.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to set the run up. So that's always been our game, you know. Tyler Roper has to set it up and get off and make sure, you know, don't jerk him down, whatever. So, but yeah, shoot, this, I went to Springfield this weekend, the pro rodeo, and I was, what, 2-2?
Yeah.
And was like 6th, 7th, and 8th or something, or 6th and 7th.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
That is.
Super fast.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But when you look at like, I kind of want to talk about the American a little bit, just because, I mean, is that, what's the biggest amount of money that breakaways have? Is it WCRA money that have access to? Or is it the $100,000 for the
it's,
American?
It's the $100,000. I mean, of course, the WCRA happens more often.
Yeah.
But yeah, as a whole, then yeah, it's the American.
Yeah, it's the American. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, but I didn't realize, like, what did the women's finals, was it 60? Did the breakaway ropers get what the barrel racers got at the women's finals? It was 60, right? Yes, so that's, so other industries are starting, or not industries, other outfits, I guess, are doing it. And so maybe it will create like a sense of urgency within the WPR and PRCA to include it.
Yeah, for sure.
Plus women need another outlet. And then that would open up a whole nother opportunity for like women's all around. That'd be pretty crazy.
I know, right? That would be exciting to have a girl win all around. I mean, that'd be awesome. I don't know if it would ever work, you know, with the PRCA and WPR, how they are, but
yeah,
for sure to be able to have, you know, chance at two events to win that much money. Be pretty cool to see.
Yeah, there's a couple girls who could do it too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So
for sure.
With hey Ty, the microphone's doing weird stuff again. I wanted to say something sooner, but I wanted you to enjoy.
I feel like it's your fault.
I don't think it is, because I don't run the microphones.
What's going on with it?
I don't have the flashing lights. I don't have any feedback in my headphones.
You should.
These are excuses. What do you think, Kelsey?
Do you hear the volume turning up?
Oh, my God.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah, how would you handle like that kind of behavior if he's in your class?
See you later.
Yeah, because she specializes in the disciplinary arts.
I'm just saying, I've been doing my job. You're the one that complains about it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, he was here before you, so if you're late to class, you don't get to come in either.
That's true. But, like, we're looking at hierarchies here. It's like, this is the principal, so it's a little different.
Also, the thing that you might want to put your microphone in front of your face and not right at your neck.
It's not on my neck.
It was. Well,
if you would have got better stands, this wouldn't be happening.
These are the best around. You just hate
them. A lot of excuses.
Around.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. What's the best rope around? That's pretty subjective, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Rattler fan, so.
Are you? Yeah,
that's the best to me. They
sponsor you?
Yeah.
You got to say that.
No, I liked them before they sponsored me, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what has been that response? Like, do you get sponsors coming at you left and right now because of how much, or did you before? I guess I just don't know a lot about the breakaway sponsorships, like what's available.
Personally, you know, I didn't a lot before. I mean, I was like, Equibrand approached me first, and they helped me out first, but then in the last year I've had some more people come and approach me and offer me some sponsorships and stuff like that. So it's been nice.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. I mean, it's good. Like, we can show them, you know, or I guess show their product now on a bigger level. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
Right. Yeah. What are your goals though? Like, obviously you've done the WPRA stuff and it's went well. And do you just continue to try to rack those up to compete with like the JJs and get up into the high digits? Or, I mean, what is Kelsey's set goal or set plan like going forward? I mean, that's got to be a tough question probably.
Yeah. I mean, well, of course, now that we have a chance at the NFR, love to go to the NFR.
Right.
Love to win the world on that side of it.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it'd be great to have the most WPRA titles to your name, but that's what, you know, that's what people ask you, you know, if there's always an end game. Like, I love to rope no matter what.
Really?
You know, if something happens and I have to go teach and coach, like, I'm probably still going to find a way to rope or be a part of it. Like, I just like to do it. You know, I'm not, yeah, I've got goals. I've never been one to write them down. I mean, it's, you know, to me, if you go to practice and you don't have something set in your mind or an idea of what you want to do, then I guess you're not really focused anyways.
Right.
To me, it might be harsh, but.
That's a good point.
We
need more harsh in the world. Everybody's so soft.
All right. But, I mean, yeah, of course, titles, you know, you always like titles, but if I'm going to do it, I mean, it's my way of living right now. I can find other ways, you know, to live too. So it's not like I just hold that there. It's not, you know, it's not the only reason I do it. I do it because I like it.
Yeah.
I do it because I, you know, like truly enjoy it. Love what I do. Love, you know, training horses, doing clinics, whatever. Like, I like everything about it. So that's why I do it. I mean, the titles are just extra, I guess.
Right. I don't think you can do anything like rodeo wise. Like, you have to be absolutely in love with it to be successful at any level, because it's just too hard on you. It's a brutal road to get to each kind of stage of success with rodeo.
Right.
Even circuit rodeos and amateur rodeos, I mean, it takes a lot out of you, even if you just do it in the summer.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any easy part of it or easy road to take. I mean, especially, I mean, you can't, I mean, you have to put your own money up every single time, so you can't really half-ass anything.
No. Yeah, that's why it's like no other sport in that regard.
Right.
I don't think there's another sport where you have to pay to play, like at least not the highest level.
Right.
Is there, Ty? Is there another sport
where people I can't think of a professional sport like that.
Bowling?
What about, like, racing? Do they pay anything at all? I heard somebody the other day talked about
like
that.
Like car racing?
Know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
Do they have to pay an entry fee? I would feel like they wouldn't.
Probably not at the top, but I didn't know if that was something.
Yeah, probably at lower levels. Yeah. Maybe disc golf. Maybe you have to pay to be in disc golf because there's no way anybody's sponsoring professional disc golf.
Probably not. I don't know, though. They have cornhole on TV now, so.
Yeah, but it's on, like, ESPN 13.
It was still on TV. Yeah. More than the breakaways got for a while, so.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, no offense to the breakaway roping. But, when you're teaching your clinics, how are you instructing kids? I know I keep on just jumping all over the place, but I don't have a very big brain, and it just happens. So.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yep. Those are squirrel moments. Squirrel. Yeah. Just think of something and say it.
I mean, of course, we start at the basics, you know, swinging or whatever, but I'm big on horsemanship. I mean, you see a bunch of people can rope the snot out of the dummy every single time. I mean, every little kid you walk by can rope the dummy, but
yeah.
You might find somebody that you can't fix anything on their roping, you know, just roping wise, but then they get on a horse and it's a whole different person because they don't have very good horsemanship or they don't know how to use their horse or whatever. So that's a pretty big deal. There's rope the sled a lot, you know, and sometimes people might get mad when, you know, if I say, hey, I don't think you're ready for live cattle or I don't think it's going to do you any good right now.
Yeah.
But that's part of it. I mean, if you can't rope the sled or you can't do it where it's controlled, what's the point of roping live or putting your money up?
Yeah. Yes. That's a good point.
Might as well.
More of that brutal stuff you were talking about. You are a very brutal person. Well, it's probably good you're not teaching right now. I don't know if you would have a job. You'd be mean. Right? You need to be teaching in like the 70s, like where you could beat kids with rulers. He's like, just so you know, I'm really brutal. I'm probably going to beat your kid. You can't do that now. I have no job.
Fair.
Yeah. Fair. Maybe stick with the breakaway.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, they are.
So disc golf, you do have to buy a membership.
How about that? Who knows stuff? It seems like a really hard sport.
Hey, Frisbee is not that easy.
I'm saying it sounds hard. I've never played disc golf, but it sounds hard.
It looks fun, but it looks hard.
And then they throw it. I mean, I've always just thrown a frisbee like this, and then they throw it like that and make it do all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Seen a couple videos.
Then there's the one, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's a disc, but, like, football.
That one sport called football? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, it's football, but with a frisbee.
Oh,
now
yeah.
Now they're just desperate to create things.
I've seen that. I don't know.
That one looks fun, to be honest.
It's regular football?
I know.
You get tackled?
It's like soccer, more or less, I think.
Wait, are you saying football to be like trendy, mean soccer?
No, it's called Ultimate Frisbee, sorry.
You get tackled?
Let me look.
This is getting out of hand. What was I going to ask you? This is really not, I can't believe we just talked about that.
Hey, Ultimate Frisbee is eligible for the 2024 Olympics.
Of course.
I remember when they had barrel racing on to be part of the Olympics that was like, when was that? Riley would know. She probably can't hear us. When was that, Riley? There was like some equestrian event and then barrel racing to be part of the Olympics. It was a long time ago.
I don't know.
Yeah. Olympics doesn't mean that much. They're going to put Frisbee in there.
Fair.
It is fair. That's your thing, huh? You say fair to everything, huh?
Yep. Fair enough.
How's the weather? Fair. How was the score? Fair. How's your husband?
I was going to say it right there, but
he's
I can't.
Fair. Is he fair looking like he looks fair, or is he just like average?
Honest. Fair.
Yeah. Where did you grow up?
Cherokee, Oklahoma.
You're in Okie.
Mm-hmm.
How big was your school?
Like 25 in my class.
Oh, my God. Typical rodeo kid.
Right.
Every rodeo kid, they're like, none of them ever go to big schools. Very few. Always out in the middle of nowhere.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so going to Weatherford for college was like a big deal then.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, it was way bigger than Cherokee, of course.
For size.
But, yeah. But it was, I mean, just an hour and a half from home, so it's no big deal.
Yeah. What do your parents do out there?
My mom works at the bank, and my dad is a lineman. But
really? She got working folks, like blue collar working folks.
8 to 5.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then like my mom's dad farms and ranches, so do that on the side.
That's what they do on the side?
Yep.
So your parents don't have weekends. Like you grew up with no, like, did you go on vacations or anything ever?
Nationals, does that count?
That's what was our vacation. Was like the only Shawnee. One I ever had. Yeah. Yeah, or what was it, Guthrie and stuff like that. Yeah. That's interesting. That's interesting that you came from, like, your parents did that, but you still transitioned into rodeo. Not a ton of people, that's usually not the case.
Right. Yeah, my mom rodeoed a little bit, and then my dad didn't rope until he was around my mom.
So really?
They met in high school, but I don't know that he did it until college or something.
Huh.
But, so they could rope, and so that's kind of how I learned, but rodeoing and stuff, nothing like we do now. Hmm. We just did it because that was kind of our Western or cowboy way of life. You know, we'd doctor in the wheat field, stuff like that. But other than that, they were just hobby team ropers.
Yeah, it's interesting. So they were probably pretty excited that you're at the level you're at, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of support from home, for sure, which they were both competitive, too. I mean, us kids, I have two younger brothers. So growing up, basketball, football, you know.
They rodeo, too?
Mm-hmm. My brother, my youngest one's a freshman in college right now, and he's rodeoing.
Mm.
And another one, he went to for 2 years.
Really?
Rodeoed, yep.
Mm. Was it nice, like, growing up with your parents having, like, stable jobs like that?
I mean, I guess. I didn't know any different.
Yeah. I always, because my parents were horse trainers, right. And I always was a little crybaby about the instability of it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't.
Nothing is ever planned. Nothing's ever stable. I can't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't know any different. That's just how it was. Yeah. Both went to work in the morning. We went to school, you know, after school, you know, if we had a game or whatever. If not, when they got off work, usually we had horses ready and we practiced and ate and went to bed. I mean, it's crazy looking back how much they did for us.
Really?
You know? They work from 8 to 5 or whatever. Dad went in a little earlier and sometimes he'd get off early, but it was, you know, as soon as they got off work, they worked for us pretty much. So it's crazy to think.
Yeah, when you get older, you realize like how much parents, especially good parents, have to sacrifice. Any parent, if they're just around, it takes a while to appreciate that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you see it now. Before it was like, you know, even sometimes it was like, oh my gosh, I got to practice again. And here they are chewing on my ass because I don't want to go practice, but they've been to work all day.
Yeah.
And they're about to work for me. So
yeah.
Pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah. Do you want kids? Mm-hmm. Kids?
Yep.
Now, what do you think you push your kids to do? Do you think you'd push them to rodeo or just give them the option to do whatever they want?
Whatever they want. I mean, whatever they do, just work hard at it. And I guess I don't like half-assing anything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't care
if
they didn't want to rodeo or I guess didn't want to play sports. I mean, that would be hard to swallow, but whatever they wanted to do, I'm game with it. So.
Yeah. You don't look like the kind of person who would like allow your kid or not without a fight to be like a video game nerd.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I mean, I can game a little, but
really?
Let's not do
that. Oh, you play games?
Can.
What you play? Ty plays games.
I don't do anything now, but I mean, back in my era, Guitar Hero was huge, and so I tore my ACL in high school, and I just played the crap out of Guitar Hero. I know that's not game, but I did have a Game Boy, purple Game Boy. I was little.
So we're kind of talking your Super language, Mario. Ty.
Hey, I had a Game Boy at one point, too.
Yeah. Do they make Game Boys still?
No.
I do want to get the Super Nintendo they've come back out with. All the game, but I don't know if it's worth
Super
it.
Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
How they they're kind of doing like a re-release.
Yeah,
man, they're running out of things to make, aren't they? No. This is re-release everything. Everything's a re-release of something else. Shoes, okay. Movies. They just like run out of creative things and they just make stuff.
Somebody's got to live.
I guess
that's how it goes.
Yeah, it is.
Eventually, we're gonna recreate this podcast in like a few years.
No, I don't think we will. I don't think you have to. You just keep going. You don't have to. You just keep doing it.
Yeah, that's what podcasting.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
Yeah, it's just like rodeo. It just resets. Just resets. You never stop. It all blends together. Just goes back to zero.
And start over.
Yeah. That is rodeo. Just go, 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 reset. Go, 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 reset.
Too much.
Well, Kelsey, I'm glad you came on the show.
Thanks.
You're very interesting. Find you to be interesting.
Thanks.
I like especially that. With how dry you are. You're very dry in a good way. I like it. You're just like
fair.
Fair. You're very dry. Fair assessment. Pass. Yeah, I would love to talk. Like, who's your closest friend?
Oh, I have a lot of friends, but
who's your closest friend? Number one.
Probably Ashley Goforth.
Now, I would like to ask her, like, how often does Kelsey just say, fair?
A lot, I can tell you right now.
Like, I would want a number, though. If she were like, hey, so if you had to just write down a number, here's a piece of college rule paper. You can fit as many zeros and ones and twos and threes as you need to. How many times since you've met her do you think she said fair?
Oh, no.
Fair.
I'm going to have to rethink that.
Yeah, did I just give you a complex over the word fair? I'm sorry. I just found it very interesting because it's kind of like a an old farmer thing to say. How's the weather? Fair. How are your crops? Fair. Oh, man. What if you change it out for like fantastic? Instead of saying fair, people are just going to accept she's going to say, fantastic. How are you, Kelsey?
If I say that, they're going to be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Fantastic. Just like that? Because yeah. You probably say it. Fair. If somebody says, how are you? Fair. Just say fantastic.
Fantastic.
There we go.
It doesn't look right. More energy. Like, she's like, fantastic. It's like that grumpy cat, but she says the word fantastic.
You have to say it in like a deadpan way.
Yeah. Fantastic. Just like you say fair. Fantastic. Can't move your face.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Well, I'd like to say it was a fantastic podcast, but probably just fair.
Fantastic.
Bingo. And we really get somewhere at the end of these things.
No, right?
Yeah, I think you really had a breakthrough here.
Thanks.
So we only charged
200. I thought I was going good, and here we had to get to the end to get a breakthrough.
Yeah, so yeah, that'll be $200 an hour. That's how much we charge for the therapy.
This is bad.
No, it's excellent, actually. When you put all this in podcasts, it actually keeps people engaged, so you did a fair job.
Thanks.
I'm just kind of a fair counter on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, you did a fair job as well with your microphone skills.
Damn right I did.
Yeah. Well, Kelsey, you're fantastic. You do a great job breakaway roping. Thanks. Hopefully you don't ever become a fair breakaway roper because then you're just not going to win anything.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
I'm right every time. Fantastic! This has been The Gauge, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content produced by Riley Chone. Our theme song is by Shay Ashshire and the Night Howlers. Make sure to rate and review this podcast as well as follow The Gauge on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gauge wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you guys next time.